Hello, Pastor Deborah here, and we're beginning another episode of the Love Is Here podcast show, A Voice of Light in the Darkness, The Oppressed Spirit, You. This is going to be episode number 33. We've been working through this study, these educational truths that I learned from Dr. Miles Monroe of the Bahamas Faith Ministries. He and his wife, Ruth, are now gone to heaven, but I listened to him and watched him at a conference called the Leading Edge Leadership Conference many, many years ago, and I was able to take his message, add to it, tweak it a little bit, and I came up with the oppressed spirit. For what I learned from him was we were kings of the kingdom of heaven, but we didn't know it. We were ignorant, we were oppressed spiritually and living in darkness, which means ignorance. But our soul had glimpses of it, and we see that throughout ancient history. So I've been working through his teaching here in this wonderful podcast show. And I want to just go back to a little review of episode number 32, so we'll have a way of understanding this teaching. So let me go back to that. We had been taught so far that people don't come to you. I had to learn people weren't coming to me, Pastor Deborah. They were coming to the voice in me, the light that was in the voice, the light that was in me, which was not me. I was shining out spiritually, light and truth and revelations that I received from another. It's like when you have a light bulb and the light shows you where you are, the room, and enlightens the darkness. It's not the light bulb that's a carrier. It's not the glass. It's not the filament. It's the energy, the light source coming through the wires that is giving the light. I had to learn that people needed to come to him, the king of the kingdom of heaven, the God of all eternity, paradise, the great creator, the great I am. And his fruit that was in me, that was being produced and served to humanity, I became a tree, a spiritual tree of his spiritual righteousness. I had to learn that people will confuse what I am giving for the gift that they need. For instance, if you're trying to get people to listen to you by your physical looks, your great creations, you're trying to get followers and supporters and don't realize you're just a carrier. You're just the light bulb. It is the message that you are giving that is the fruit of your life. You have a gift to serve humanity. We see that in statues and poems and artwork and music, nature. Everything has a voice. It's all talking to us if you have ears to hear. And the gift was his love, called agape, for them. And that he had the means and the ways to free them from their oppression, their darkness, their ignorance, their confusion, and to bring them into his kingdom of light, truth, righteousness, eternity, and fill them with his agape love. But most people confuse this. They want you to follow them, their physical body, their looks. And if they don't get it, then the messenger, becomes depressed. Because they get confused. It's not you. It's what you're saying. It's your light that you're bringing. The message that you bring. Most people think that the gifts that they're serving is themselves to the people. But the minute that they make a mistake, their fans, their members, their followers sacrifice them. And the person says, I thought you all loved me. That's what these creators think. So they start taking drugs to try to ease the pain of rejection and abandonment. Or they try harder. Or maybe they show more sexy pictures or they do other things to get your attention. Maybe they go on talk shows, do more social media events, trying to get your attention, your likes, your comments. They're not coming to you for your song or your movie or your looks. And when the song fades and time goes by, you are no longer remembered. Kingship, leadership, rulership is not about trying to get people to like you and follow you. Being a king on earth means you're no longer an oppressed spirit, but a king, a ruler, a leader, a teacher of the kingdom of heaven under the Most High God. And you are committed and dedicating to serve Him, His message, the Most High God, by serving the world and all of humanity. His spiritual gifts, His truths, His knowledge, His life, His gifts, His hopes, His heart, His mind, His love, no matter what. Even from a cross, a burning cross, dying, you are to serve Him, His love, His forgiveness, His hope to others, even to those who wrong you. You are always to serve His fruits of the Most High God's majesty, dignity, honor, glory, holiness, purity, justice, judgment, love, joy, peace, with no impure motives. It's not about you. You are to connect humanity to Him through you. You are like a garden hose. You are not the water. You are just the carrier of it. So now let's enter episode number 33. The world is not coming to you personally, but they are being drawn to Him through you, to the wonderful, majestic fruits of agape love, if you're serving it, if you're that kind of tree, to His spiritual fruit. You are a tree that provides fruit to humanity. You're always there, 24/7, always bearing fruit. Even if the fruit is picked, you grow another. People come to you. I just had that happen, where thousands and thousands and thousands of people came to me in the spirit, the unseen world. I'm washing dishes, and they started asking me questions. I could see them and hear them. They wanted to know what is going on in the world. Who is behind what is happening? What is happening? Did I know the answers? And of course I said yes. And they said, how do you know? I said, this God of creation and eternity, paradise if you want to call it, told me. He knows. And they go, well, how does He talk to you? I said, I have a relationship with Him. I serve Him. And they said, how do we get there? I said, go to the Cave of Lights, this beautiful place where He'll touch you with His presence and power, His warmth and His glory. So I said I would pray for them, that during their sleep, their spirits would go to the Cave of Lights, and they would meet Him and start developing a deep relationship with Him. I had to learn that I was a tree of spiritual fruit, and I was to grow them. So I had to be nourished. I had to take in light and water and nutrients and grow the fruit for you. So you could come and pick it yourself, or it could be picked and taken to you, and that you would get the fruits of righteousness that are there for your spiritual heart and mind, and for you to become a new creation through these fruits of Him. But most of humanity, who are all trees, some are trees of unrighteousness, of darkness, and evil, and confusion, and ignorance, and evil, and lust, and desires, and greed, and pride. And that's the fruit you get when you come to them and listen to them. You may have to fight battles to get to the tree of righteousness. You may have to fight your own thoughts and desires. You might be overwhelmed by new thoughts and desires. You might hear spiritual beings trying to stop you, scramble what you're hearing. I had this one lady I spoke words to, and I said, please repeat back to me what I just said. And what she said back to me was not what I said. She said, well, that's what I heard. You must learn there are spiritual scramblers that will stop you from hearing truth. There are spiritual things that will keep you blind from seeing truth, understanding it. They are at work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I had to learn how to deal with these spiritual things, how to help you break them off of your life, how to get out of the darkness. Sometimes I would meet people spiritually. They would step out of the darkness to meet me, and then they would fade back into the darkness. Sometimes I had to just wait for you to come. Sometimes they would come on the phone, sometimes in an email, sometimes on comments, now on LinkedIn. All kinds of ways to come. But I had to know they were searching and looking and seeking, not for me. I was a carrier of this light, this love for them. But most of humanity never gets there because the messengers are not of the kingdom of heaven. And the message they do bring might be more religious-oriented, cultural-oriented, tradition-oriented. One's built on power. One's built on everything but true agape love and light. There are many competitors for you. You are a wonderful, wonderful thing that many people and beings want to control and enslave. But that is why you have become an oppressed spirit, because the king of oppression, Satan, the adversary of God, claims you as his child and his slave. You are to serve him here on the earth. You are to do his bidding. You're not to eat of this fruit. You're not to see it. You're not to taste it, not touch it, not believe it. And if you even turn towards it, he will punish you physically, mentally, and spiritually. Been there. I have to tell you a lot of stories that are coming up for you to understand this truth. And many of you don't know why you're so angry and why you challenge and why you speak the way you do. You have passion. You don't even know that you're seeking, but I'm here to help you. As an oppressed spirit, you also have a broken spirit that cannot produce any sweet, fragrant, majestic fruit of agape love. Your spirit is sunk down in the miry clay of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. It is one with your flesh, one with your soul. Your soul controls you. But in some cases of deep witchcraft, Satanism, spiritual ways, your spirit is powerful, and it has the help of some evil, wicked spirits. And you take care of spiritual things in the unseen world. That I have been a part of and can attest to that that is true. As an oppressed spirit, your spirit is oppressed, sunk down, tied up in a dungeon, living in darkness, which means ignorance and confusion, by taskmasters. You live in the wrong environment, culture, you're told, neighborhood, and you will never, ever be able to produce sweet, fragrant fruit from as a tree of righteousness for the king of the kingdom of heaven, for humanity. And you will die in your oppression. But if that happens, there is a plan to get you. And I want to stop right here with this episode. I don't like to go too far because this is powerful stuff and it is vital for you to take it in a little bit at a time. So you go back and watch the others, learn about yourself and others of humanity. There are very few unoppressed spirits out there. There are some, but very few. And I want you to become an unoppressed spirit, a tree of spiritual righteousness. And I'm trying to help you get there. All right. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.